All right, there that shit goes. And winecellarmedia.com, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. The Patreon is currently at $325 with 40 subscribers. Once it gets to 600, Phoenix Kaliter is going to leave the job that she works at and do this full motherfucker time.
Yes.
All right, full time Phoenix Kaliter will be wine seller. I'll still be, but because the thing is, that check won't be coming in with Phoenix Kaliter's check, and it's not like, because before it was like, we're taking the wine seller check and adding that to Phoenix Kaliter's check, but now it's just going to be the wine seller only without that, so it's like a $200 cut, but I'll keep busting my ass, I'll do the fucking 12-hour shifts, 8-hour Saturday, and I'm finding out that 12 hours is also available Saturday, so I might start doing 72 hours a week regularly instead of just 68. I can get 4 more hours on my Saturday shifts, so I just do 6-day weeks, 12 hours each day. Yeah.
They're gonna let you do that?
They offered it, but I was like, shit, I know you're already in the parking lot and ready to go, because she picks me up from work, so I was like, shit, I gotta go. But fucking, yeah, if they offer it again next time, they need to offer it at like before 2 o'clock so that you're not in the parking lot waiting for me and I'm not coming out. Yeah, they just need to offer it at better time. All right, so fucking it's Sunday wine cellar recording. We just did a patron only program episode of the Wine Cellar After Dark,
yes.
Which and that one is titled, excuse me, what's in the BDSM bag? And if you look, we do have a public little free pre-show video of it where we're just taking a look at the items. But then on the episode, Phoenix Kaliter talks about the items and what they're properly used for, and their proper names and what materials they're made out of and whatnot. It's a fairly mature talk about the BDSM supplies. Yes. I guess they call it supplies. Yeah, supplies, tools.
Supplies, toys, tools.
People call them toys?
People do call them toys.
I'm going with tools.
Yeah. Because it's like... Huh. Well, yeah, but it's like adult playtime. Like, having fun. We're role-playing. We're having fun.
I'm William. I don't need to role-play.
Some people are really into it, so they're playing.
And so that is Patreon only, and it'll remain Patreon only until we're doing it for like a year or longer, and then maybe we'll like, you know, drop an episode free just to show folks like, hey, this is what you're missing, motherfucker. Yeah. You know, that kind of shit. All right, let's see. You got shit queued up, or you have stuff in that group, but actually, you know what we gotta do, what we need to do,
yes,
what them colored boys do. Shit, where the hell is it? Oh, damn, there is no Sunday drop, right?
No.
Like, I want to hit the Tuesday one for some reason.
Yeah, I don't think we have a Sunday one.
Like, I is be wanting to. Well, actually, let's just say it. Trigger warning, uh-huh. Right? Rape culture shit.
Yes. Racism.
Yeah.
Misogyny.
Misogynoir.
Sex.
Jews, colored boys.
Sex worker stigma.
Yeah.
William says Jews a lot.
And I say it for no reason. Like, I actually don't have, like, any specific beef with white people that are subclassified as Jewish, unless you're actually an Israeli citizen or anything like that, because you're a fucking invader murderer. I don't like Israel. I don't support Israel's right to exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still mad about the head wrap people with the place, because I wear a lot of head wraps, well...
And you get them from Rapunzel?
Yeah, I used to get them from Rapunzel, and then they started a new line, because, you know, they have different, like, for different types of fabrics and colors and stuff, and then they started a new line where they imported head wraps from Israel, and then they made, like, all these blog posts about, like, hey, we're in Israel hanging out, and it's awesome and amazing and wonderful, and we're coming back with these tikkles, and I was like, oh.
And aren't they, like, anti-boycott, divested, sanctioned?
Yeah, yeah. They're anti-BDS, yeah.
So. Yeah, so Rapunzel can go fuck themselves.
Which makes me sad, because they had really good quality stuff at reasonable prices, but no more.
Yep, that's it for the Rapunzel.
Yep.
Oh, that gain is up hella high. There we go. We'll see what that does. All right.
You are such a nerd with the audio.
It's the job. It's about to be your full-time job. Because thing is, all it has to do is get up to 600, man. That Patreon's at 325. Yo, that's past halfway.
Yes.
You know, let's, man, we get that motherfucker to 600. Phoenix Cleater is away from that. Because the thing is, it's those people that purchased you.
Yeah.
They call it an adoption. The people that purchased her when she was, what, 4 years old or five?
Yeah, like, well, it was almost six, but yeah.
Okay, almost 6 years old. The people that purchased her, they are fucking wild European weirdo motherfuckers. I mean, for Europeans, they're normal, but for us that are not, we're like, what the fuck is your deal? Though?
I think they're even weird for Europeans, because even their white friends don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah, you said they, like, always go to you and ask how they're doing.
Yeah, because, you know, we still live, like, close to the same area, so sometimes we're in, like, the grocery store, the gas station, y'all, like, I'll run into somebody that we know, and like, oh, how are your parents doing? And it's like, you go to their church, maybe you should just ask them on Sunday. Yeah. Or, you know, like, or you, like, you live nearby, you could just walk over and knock on the door and ask. It's weird you're asking me when you live on the same block.
Or if they, like, when they ask you in the church, and it's like, motherfucker, their house is across the street.
Right.
They motherfuckers live across the street from the church. That's the thing. The people that harass her live across the street from her job. They're right fucking there.
Yeah, it's not. No bueno. No bueno.
Yeah, so we gotta get her the fuck out of that job. So the wine cellar goal is, I mean, I still want to get out of working too, but fucking, we gotta get Phoenix out first.
Yeah, which is like, because yeah, you had to see all my ridiculous meltdowns last week, because last week and this week were particularly stressful with them.
Yeah, I mean, was that you melting down or you responding to abuse?
Well, kind of both.
Hmm.
Maybe it wasn't like the most healthy response I've ever had, but yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, me. You know me. I don't know what to say.
I know.
I'm just like,
I know.
Yeah. I have a cigarette. Like, I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I just, just cool. Like, I think, I don't know. Like, my job is to be calm.
Yes. That's actually very helpful. So,
that's my assumption.
Yeah. No, that's actually very helpful. Because, yeah, see, that's the thing. So, they'll come in and, like, you know, try to make me feel guilty because I don't talk to them anymore, and do the whole, like, you know, you're denying us of seeing, you know, the grandkids, and we miss you and we want to see you. And then, like, there's like this underlying constant implication that things aren't going well here, that you're abusive to me, that you're gonna leave. Like, it's just, it's a lot.
See, now that's their own, see that right there, they're not trying to make sense. He's abusive to you and he's gonna leave. Well, it's like, those two things together would be a good thing, right? But see, they're just trying to say anything.
Right.
It's fucking, it's throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
They're just coming up with stuff. And again, man, be like William, if you can. Like, if you're not, you know, deer in headlights caught by him, be like William. They walk up and they say, you're not speaking to us. Well, make yourself worth speaking to. Go ahead, say something. Give me an interesting conversation right now. Good. Bring up a topic that is intriguing right now. See, you can't, because you're not interesting people. That's why nobody likes talking to you, actually. When's the last time you had guests at your house? When's the last time you used your downstairs bar? Nobody likes you. And I am now joining those masses. Now, when you are interesting, come back, and the first thing you say should be, don't even say hello, say the interesting thing. Right, like, that's what I would say to them. Or, like, and then again, like, because you're not biological with them, and when they're like grandkids, you don't even have kids because your God decided what they thought about you having noses. Like, yeah, like,
yeah,
you don't actually have grandkids through my genetics. And then they're gonna be like, and then when they say we have rights, all right, go get a lawyer and get me locked up for it then.
Yeah.
Right now.
Which
right
they have
now.
Threatened to do, by the way. Which is like, you can't.
Tell them to do it. And I love the fact that they don't know we're legally married yet, too. That's fun.
Oh, no. Somebody narked and told them.
Who?
I think one of the people who comes into the church and uses the facility.
Oh, were you wearing the ring?
No, actually. I don't know if she knows if it's official or she just assumed.
Why?
But, because originally, like, she was like, oh, you know, are you getting married? And, like, last year, and I was like, yeah, you know, we're gonna do the October thing, and now, of course, obviously, October has passed, and she's like, yeah, I was at a thing and saw your mom, and I was like, so how was the wedding? Because she said she was getting married in October, and I was like, oh.
Aw.
So it's like a lot of, I think, assumption, not necessarily knowing at this point, but yeah, for like the last month or so, which is probably why they've been coming in so often, like the last month.
It was fun thinking they didn't know, because I really wanted them to, like, try to get a lawyer or some shit and try to bring that in just so I could be like, oh, what? No, you thought you didn't have rights before, now you really have shit. Because I like seeing old racist white people disappointed. I want them to be unhappy.
But just because I say one generation out of the tree doesn't mean I'm racist.
No, that's not everything else about you plus that means you're racist. Tell you what. All right, let's go find these old dadgummit show notes over here. Damn, there's a lot of them. There's no way we're gonna get to all this shit.
I know.
We
never get to all of it.
Fuck no, not anymore. Not when it's not a 2-hour show anymore.
Yeah.
What is this? Trump ends homeless vets program as their numbers rise for the first time in 7 years. And right, and I'm flipped on that, right? Because if you were in the military. I just want to ask somebody who was near you, did you rape them? Like, because, or anybody who was in a village that you got paid to invade, did you rape them?
Did you kill them? Did you shoot people who weren't actually terrorists?
Yeah, or did you go to very impoverished areas with really poor women and, like, trade them a shoelace for basically,
yeah.
a rape? Fuck you. Yeah, like, yeah. I have this. And what up?
Which I was just saying, like, if you don't remember this story, because we covered that a long time ago, I was talking about one of my friends who was in the military, and he was in Bosnia, like, during all that shit, when all that shit was popping off in the 90s, and he said that was a thing that the soldiers do. The UN soldiers came, and they would, you know, try to negotiate for sexual services, but because they knew the women there were so desperate for anything, it would be like, I'm only giving you a pair of shoes, or I'm buying you, like, a cheap dinner, you know, like a fast food McDonald's shit. You know, and these guys were getting paid. They were getting paid... already their military salary, they were getting money from the UN as well for being there, they were getting extra money because it was like hazard pay because they were in like the war zone, like they could have afforded to actually pay for the services they were receiving, but they just thought it was more fun to, you know, be assholes about it and be like, what's the least possible amount I can get while obtaining the most amount of services? So that's what that was the reference to. I don't. This is just news to me, and I think people should know, so it's like, you know.
Yeah, he's doing that, because there might be, like, one man from the military that's okay, but I have no evidence, I have no proof, so I vouch for nobody.
Right, although it is interesting to me, I just want to see if there's going to be any kind of, like, fallout from his fan base. Probably not, because they're so indoctrinated in Cult 45 at this point, but, you know, that was his only thing. I support the troops, and I'm here for the troops, and strong military, and it's like, well, okay.
Did you think of that yourself, or did you see that somewhere?
Oh, I thought of that myself.
Cult 45?
Cult 45, yeah.
Yeah, we need to get our graphics on and actually take that. That's a 40-ounce bottle of liquor, right? And put Donald Trump face on it, and put, like, his supporters behind him, and and put C-U-L-T, Cult 45.
Yeah, I've actually been saying that for a while on Twitter.
Yeah, we gotta make that a fucking, like, a little logo, and put that shit on the, we gotta do that shit. All right. Somebody listening to the episodes doing it themselves for their own podcast. Like, haha, you wine cellar niggas. I know that nigga worked 12 hours a day. We ain't fuck that shit. He ain't gonna get it done. Republican lawmakers say women should go to the zoo for an abortion. What the fuck? It's hard to get past some headlines and get to the next one. Fucking SESTA.
Oh, yeah. That's not really a news story. That's more of a think piece about how the, anti-trafficking legislation is going to hurt sex workers. It's not so much news as it is, I guess, like, social commentary.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay, so that, we don't even, how we comment on it, how do we comment on a comment? And it's on, titsandsass.com, pro-sex worker, website.
Yes.
And, you know, the funny thing, I think I was coming across that website before I met you, just because the kind of news I cover, the shit would sometimes lead me there. And, yeah, and it says a growing threat to the sex worker internet.
Mm-hmm.
Who made that title? Maybe it could be like sex workers on the internet. I don't know. Is there right growing threat to the sex worker internet?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, they're probably referring specifically to like you know, like Backpage type of things. Ah. Probably. I haven't read it yet. So.
Damn. Wonder do you know if it? And you know what? I almost just asked a question where it's like. who knows, a cop might be listening and be like, huh, that's a good idea. I should look into that. Go fuck yourself. A Virginia man who dragged a black woman from a car in a bizarre racist attack found not guilty. The guilty part isn't even on there, but, I mean, you could tell that's the next word.
Mm-hmm.
Arielle Marie on Twitter said something. What'd she say?
Abolish the fucking police.
Oh, yeah, because there's a video of them tasering a black woman into a miscarriage. Yeah, they were tasering a... Yeah. Because that's what... And she's screaming, like, stop, stop. But they're sadistic monkeys.
Yeah, well, I'm still tripping out about the one, that cop that just got acquitted.
Another one.
He killed the guy in the hallway? That one where you were listening to it last night, where he was like...
Oh, yeah.
Don't make a mistake! And the guy's like, oh my god, please don't kill me! Like, the guy's like literally like, crying, like, please don't kill me. And this cop's like, don't make a mistake! Do what I tell you! You're not following directions, you're making mistakes! I was like,
yeah, and he's like, cross your left foot over your right foot and then crawl. And like, and that's the thing, he's not, instead of saying, see, yeah, he was deliberately bullshitting him because he wanted to murder him.
Yeah, he did want to murder, which is the whole thing too, is like, you are going to make him crawl to you, and why the fuck are you using an AR-15? Which I found out, the jury didn't get to see the gun.
Yeah, that's how I saw the video. The niggas from Redneck Revolt shared that image.
Yeah.
And the gun says you're fucked on it.
Yeah.
And fucking, yeah, but you think like it's the, what up?
Oh, and I gotta like confirm, but in the one of the cop has a bunch of tattoos, and apparently one of them is like a rose, but it's used in like white supremacist imagery or Nazi imagery or something. So like I've heard that, but I wanna like try to confirm that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but...
Well, like, what else he did? Like, because I love reading the comment sections and people saying deliberately confusing orders.
Yeah.
And, like, we all... When we hear the word crawl, you're thinking hands and knees.
Right.
But what the cop was saying was, have your hands in the air and walk on your knees. But right. He kept using the word crawl, causing the guy to keep moving his hands around up and down.
That, but also he was probably legit wanted him to crawl because he's a fucking sadist. And he thought it was like, ha ha ha, crawl, bitch. Like, you know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man, like, anybody that kills a cop is an activist. Like, you could be a fucking, you could be a racist right-winger, and if you kill a cop, hey, man, you're a good guy in that moment.
I want them to start releasing the names of these fucking jury members that are acquitting these motherfuckers. Like, that's what I really want.
Yeah. Yeah, put out your name, your job, and then if people fucking go and harass you, well, call your cops you find so precious.
Exactly, your cops will come protect you.
Yeah, they definitely will because you protect them.
Mm-hmm.
They're your friends. But you also have to call them and they have to get there first, too, motherfucker. Like Lil Wayne said in that deposition, he can't save you. That deposition was fucking hilarious.
That was funny.
Florida trooper hit in a crash involving a suspected joint. Good news. A cop got hit by a car.
Yes.
Well, you know what? A driver of a car defended themselves against a potential murderer.
Against a gang member. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Woo. Former DCF, that's Department of Children and Families spokesman, arrested on child porn charges. All right.
Yep.
And, all right, two Alex Jones clips. All right, so I'll fucking jump into one now, then we'll do maybe two news stories in the other one, and that'll be your Sunday wine cellar.
The same, one of them is just an article about it, but I had to go somewhere else to find the video. So the video is the one on the bottom.
Ah.
The top one is just the article about the same thing.
Okay, so I only get one Jones.
You only get one Jones.
You motherfucker.
Why, are you jonesing for more Jones?
Fuck yeah, man. Because remember, when I used to be able to listen to podcasts, I used to play his whole show every day and pull my own clips from it to talk about instead of just ones that, you know, niggas like Media Matters and Right Wing Watch get.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Let's see what the fuck he's doing on Twitter.
A 27-year-old.
Can you please identify his race so I can determine if that is an adult or a child?
He looks British-Irish.
Ah, so he's a child. With a big-ass beard.
Yeah, and I'm stressing on 27-year-old because people keep talking that shit, man. You just gotta wait for all the old racists to die out. And it's like, you know they bred, right? And they fucking raised their kids how they wanted to raise them.
Exactly. Exactly.
A 27-year-old computer scientist from Fort Lee, Virginia, who dragged a black woman from her car in a bizarre racially... Not bizarre. Get the fuck out of here. In a racially motivated attack and then spit on police officers has been found not guilty by reason of insanity by the Chesterfield County Circuit Court on Tuesday. Fredericksburg.com said the judge, Lynn S. Bryce, reviewed materials from two mental health professionals, including one working for prosecutors, and ruled that Matthew R. Ellis was not sane during the... That was the only time of his life. Rest of his life afterward and all that before it, he's got it. He's on point. But it's just that moment when he seen a Negro woman that thought she deserved to be driving a car in the Walmart parking lot. Hell no. I'm insane right now. Leave me alone. Hold my beer. I'm insane. That's what he did. Hold my beer. I'm insane. What's the motherfucker's full name? Matthew R. Ellis's attorney, Todd Ritter, said that the clinical psychologists Dr. Evan S. Nelson and Dr. Robert G. Gibby Jr., the latter of whom was engaged by prosecutors, both concluded that Matthew Ellis suffers from bipolar disorder and was in the throes of an acute manic episode with psychotic features when the attack took place.
So now what I would like to know is what is going to happen? Was he, because there's plenty of bipolar people who manage not to be drag people with cars, but if he is indeed bipolar, if he has been diagnosed as bipolar, is he going to be required to take medication? Was he taking medication at the time of this incident? Is he going to be required to go to treatment? Like, what are the preventative measures now?
Oh, you kill him. Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what you do.
Yeah, you just kill him. You just pick up something. Like, here we go. Like this, this glass bottle.
Yes.
This Maker's Mark glass bottle. And you kind of hold it like this. Mm-hmm. If people watching the video see what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And you kind of grip in the top part. Mm-hmm. And you want to kind of pull your arm back. Mm-hmm. And see, you kind of pulling your arm back. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of bring it down on his head.
Right.
And you do it again. Mm-hmm. And again. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, he's kind of like, well, I don't think he's breathing anymore. Nice. And check the pulse. There ain't no pulse there. And then also, it's a very strong bottle. So the bottle's still okay. Nothing spilled. So you're like, all right, let's celebrate. We got rid of something very dangerous.
Good.
That's tasty Maker's Mark right there. Ah. Yeah, because fucking... Nigga. Because he's a white man, so therefore he's not going to follow rules. You give him medication, tell him to take it. He's not going to take it. This is going to happen again. He's a fucking danger. Mm-hmm. All right? Like, this is me being nuanced, right? Because I typically go straight to...
Kill him.
All of them. All of them. And but fucking he's a danger. He has, if this is true,
right,
then when he goes off his bipolar shit and he goes and attacks black women, and what did he scream at her? Did he say the good old fashioned N-wordery? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you go and attack black people because that's what happens, and we know you're not going to take your medication. Right. Let's just kill you.
Which is, I think, the thing is people are like, oh, you know, it's ableist and, you know, you have to consider the mental health aspect. And it's like, but the safety of black people matters because when police arrested him, he was screaming racial slurs at her still. So that is not caused by being, you don't get racist because you're bipolar or you have some mental health issue. You're racist because you choose to be a fucking racist. So it's like, how do we keep black people safe from a person who, is racist is really the question. Like, it's not even about the mental health issues. It's about the fact that he's that fucking racist.
You want to make it about the mental health issues or about the mental health of white people, black people in a world where he exists?
Shit.
What about our mental health?
Shit.
How about you? All right, this is where you get into that fucking frat boy philosophical shit. Sacrifice the one for the many.
Nah.
Eh?
Yeah.
There's more black people than him.
Yeah.
Kill him so that we can have good mental health. Matter of fact, kill every single white person that any more than 10 black people don't like.
Don't like 10?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it's 1 to 10. I think, all right, 1 to 100 then. If 100 black people say this white person ain't no good, kill them. That's a good policy globally. Yeah. Whew. And we will solve some problems.
We could.
You implement that one, we'll fucking reverse climate change in 5 years, baby. I tell you what. Now we won't climb. We're fucked.
climate change. It's too far gone.
Yeah, but I tell you that.
But yeah, see, I hate that shit. People are like, oh, but he's, you know, he got a mental illness. And it's like, okay, but he's also literally trying to kill people. So, and he hates black people, which means he's going to probably try to hurt black people again the next time he has another manic episode.
Yeah, so fucking, yeah, so he pulled his car up next to her car, waiting to turn, and started screaming at her. Excuse me. And when she attempted to drive away, he followed her, rammed her car from behind, and when she stopped her vehicle, he got out of his vehicle, dragged her out from behind the wheel by her ankles, and threatened to murder her. She broke free, ran into a building where bystanders attempted to protect her. Two men restrained him until police arrived. The police arrived, they didn't shoot him, at which point he spat on them and they didn't shoot him, and then said things that indicated to the police that the attacks were racially motivated.
Now,
give me some quotes, baby!
Now, you know what's fascinating about that, though? She ran into a building to be safe with other people.
Yeah.
But he only kept coming for her. Does that mean all the bystanders were white because he was yelling slurs while this was going on?
He ain't racist. He's temporarily insane. He ain't racist.
Which is also a weird feature to be like, oh, it's a mental health issue or it's a bipolar issue. And it's like, he was legally insane at the time, but sane enough to know he was only chasing the black one. Okay.
And say we don't kill him. Should he still be allowed to drive a car if that's what he does with it when he's not going to take his medicine whether he's required or not? I mean, he didn't get to 27 years old not knowing this shit, if it's true.
Right.
Motherfucker been known. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. When an officer asked Ellis if he had attacked the woman because of her race, he responded yes. What the fuck? Okay. All right. One word answer. Jesus balls, man. The judge ordered that Ellis be committed to the Virginia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services for evaluation, and the attorney, Mr. Ritter, confirmed that his client will be sent to the Central State Hospital in Prince George County. Prince George?
Yeah.
Ain't that something folks do to their penises?
That's Prince Albert, I think.
All right. Everybody's having a good time. Wine Cellar After Dark. You better check it out. You better find out what's in the BDSM bag. You better go to that patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund.
Why did I tweet that out and say, oh, we just recorded an episode of Wine Cellar After Dark about my BDSM bag? And the first response in the comments was, oh, a brand spanking new episode, huh? I'm like, you're not funny.
Holy shit. That's our tag. Thank you for the tagline, Mr. Twitter or Twitter person. I don't know how you gender up. But fucking yeah, nigga. A brand spanking new episode. We will put spanking in all caps. Only we gotta run this shit like a business because it needs to be your job sooner than later.
Yes.
Miss Ma'am. Jesus Christ. So what the fuck else is going on? Early in the case, the attorney, Mr. Ritter, disclosed in court fillings that Ellis is paranoid and delusional, and that his delusional? He wasn't deluded on who was black and who wasn't. paranoid and delusional that his family had beseeched him to get psychiatric help in the days before the attack.
Okay, see,
Shia.
This is that thing that pisses me off that people do. Like, if you honestly thought he was that much of a dandy, but you let him operate a car, you didn't fucking call... Y'all are white. Y'all can call emergency services. You could have fucking called somebody and had, like, a mandatory well-being check. You could have done things, but you let him, knowing that he was that distressed or delusional or psychotic or whatever it was at the time, continue on knowing he was a danger, knowing he was a threat. I hate, they're fucking culpable too. I hate that shit. That's like the niggas when somebody like shoots up a school or shit and they're like, yeah, he said he
he had a gun and he was gonna kill everybody, but I just didn't think he was a threat until he tried to kill everybody.
Yeah, that's why. I love, like, throughout the, like, especially going into the late 90s, early 2000s, all these fake gangsta studio rappers, and they keep going to prison for gangster shit. But they're very fake.
Very like, fake.
Yeah, Beanie Siegel. Hey, I still love that. Ooh. Beanie Siegel went to prison for shooting a man that was bothering a woman. Mm. I like it. I like stuff. All right, what the hell else is going on, man? But that, we just speed this thing up. WineCellarMedia.com. Polk County, that's Florida, right? A man sets girlfriend's house on fire, blames it on random black guy. Well, all the podcasts have covered that one already. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, I think even Tariq Nasheed covered that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, because it's like a... It's just sort of reaffirming, confirming, reminding.
Reaffirming, but this one specifically because they're not white. So when we say anti-blackness, we mean anti-blackness, and it's not just white people guilty of it. That was like my whole commentary about the whole thing, really. It was just a friendly reminder that, because, you know, we talk about racism and, you know, things like that. It was like, oh, you know, people of color, we all face the same problems. No, the fuck we don't, because a lot of y'all be anti-black the first chance you have. Exhibit A.
Yeah, that's like somebody that's from Mexico that was working at my last job, and there's a black man that was an assistant general manager there, and she was slacking that particular day. Like I was only there for July, August, September, October. I was only there for 4 months. So from me being there, I saw that in general, she wasn't a slacker. Mm-hmm. But like that particular day, she was just really slacking ass. Mm-hmm. And he's just like falling behind her, like trying to get her to do her job right and do her tasks to completion. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, nah, like arguing back and shit. And like, and you know, she has a very heavy accent. She's from Mexico. Mm-hmm. But then when the white man showed up, who's also an assistant general manager, her English got crisp. She pulled the Becky out heavy. It's like, I'm just trying to do my job and he keeps following me. Like, sounded so McMurrican. Like, she turned on the Becky hard. That's what I mean. We mean anti-blackness.
Shit.
And that white man is not even, like, as far as the caste system goes, he's also an assistant. He ain't shit to that black man.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. All right. What the hell, Oh, yeah, let me get this good news in before we get to Mr. Jones and me. Alright, so a person driving a car defended themselves against a potential murdering rapist drug dealer groper. They call them cops.
Hmm.
What the hell? Who? And this is posted by Tim Swift on the local10.com news. Damn, these websites are gonna die when net neutrality's gone.
Well, I mean, maybe not. I think they're all like, aren't they all like subsidiaries of like ABC or NBC or whatever?
Oh, this one's just Local 10.
But it's the local ABC channel for that.
It is? You see, where's ABC?
In the logo, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully these ones stay up, because what if ABC, the parent company, doesn't see
the point.
Yeah, of continuing to pay for this service. Oh. Then we lose these fucking stories.
Oh, God.
Like, we lose all the small cop stories that don't go nation.
We fucking told y'all to care about net neutrality a couple years ago, and people laughed at us. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. We got called the alt-left.
Yeah, we got called the alt-left because we were bringing a panic. We were not having faith in the market.
Not having faith in the market.
Yeah, what you mean? I've never had faith in the market.
So. Market share. Marketeers.
Market, like a mouseketeer?
Like a mouseketeer.
Yeah.
Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Not bad.
Launchpad. He was a colored man. All right, so it looks like there's Vidya that we just did a whole bunch of stalling while I loaded it. Were stalling with me.
I was trying.
You got what was happening, man.
I was trying.
I know you were on board. You were like, yeah, just keep saying stuff while the shit loads.
Say nonsense stuff. Just don't want dead air.
Yeah, that's it. And that's how you know we didn't just start this shit when podcasts came in. We know radio, motherfucker. All right.
We continue to follow breaking news into our newsroom. A state trooper sent to the hospital overnight after being struck by an apparent drunk driver.
We are told that the trooper's injuries are serious, and so we want to get...
Yo, they need to turn her microphone up. I was wondering what was wrong. Her microphone's too low.
Mm.
Some fucking misogynist on the board.
Right out to local 10 News reporter Sunella Sabova. She is live at Jackson Memorial Hospital with an update on how that trooper is doing this morning. Morning, Sunella.
Good morning, Todd and Nikki. That was a very serious accident. This trooper lucky to be alive. He was airlifted here to Ryder Trauma Center. We did learn from his colleagues that he was responsive, so that is some good news there. But let's take you straight to video of the crash scene. Trooper Daniel Cruz was working a separate two-car crash when he was struck by an apparent drunk driver. That crash happened around 1 this morning along Okeechobee Road, right at the southbound Palmetto exit ramp. That driver was heading northbound on Okeechobee when troopers say he rammed right into the crash.
It's Okeechobee.
It's not Okeechobee, it's Okeechobee.
Yeah, that's the way I learned it. So basically, I'm just hearing something different than what I'm used to.
Crash vehicles and trooper. A field sobriety test was performed on the driver, who you see getting into that ambulance right there, and it was indeed determined that he was driving drunk. Take a listen.
The Florida Highway Patrol conducted a DUI investigation and found out that this driver was impaired, and he was arrested for driving under the...
Now, you see this motherfucker. You saw the name that came on. Mm-hmm. This guy talking. I mean, I see white dude, but his name is Joe Sanchez. Mm-hmm. So, like, his family probably came up from Cuba, maybe. Assimilated to whiteness, assimilated. And I guarantee you, he probably calls himself white. He probably knows some Spanish and refuses to speak it.
See, I think that's one of the things, too, is people, like, because I think it's a very American stereotype that people who have, like, you know, Sanchez, Gomez, Lopez, like, that they're going to be brown people or not white people, but it's like, we forget that,
Spain.
Yeah, Spain is white. And they came over and colonized. So, you know, these very common, like, Latino names very well might be of the descendants of the colonizers, not the indigenous people. It's very much in America, like, names like, you know, Jackson, Washington, you know, Jefferson, Smith. Who knows what race the person's gonna be, because colonization happened. And slavery happened.
Invasion. They call it colonization.
The influence of alcohol. He is alert. He is going to be out for about 6 months. He's sustained some, injuries that are critical but stable. One of his knees is going to have surgery. And he's going to be in the hospital for a while. But thank God he's alive.
Man, so he's not going to die.
Yeah, they made it, like, it was very serious. He's lucky to be alive. I'm like, oh, so there's still a chance.
Yeah, man, like, come on, man. Like, he's fucking slacking ass drunk. That's why he shouldn't have been driving drunk. He couldn't aim right. Mm. Nigga, drive sober and hit him right. Seriously. Shit.
That is some good news there. Again, he was responsive. Trooper Cruz has...
Yeah, people just now tuning in, we have an attitude on this show.
We do.
Is probably not like other black podcasts or podcasts you've heard.
Yeah, we do have a certain attitude.
Yeah.
And we are very set in our ways as leftists. We do not like police.
Yeah.
We do not like capitalism.
No.
We're kind of like SJWs. Except we're cool.
Yeah. And that's why on our website, that thing is social justice for adults.
Yes.
Like, we're mean. We just don't tolerate shit.
We don't tolerate shit. Yeah. I think we have very reasonable responses to what is going on around us. We're like, oh, you can't laugh that a cop got hit by a car. And it's like, we have both been assaulted by police.
Yeah.
We cover stories constantly of cops raping people, cops shooting people, cops getting acquitted after being on film murdering people. You know, like, yeah, we can.
Yeah, and quite frankly, anybody that wants to be a cop, like, years ago, you could be like, man, what's your fucking deal? You know, because it could be either way. But now, after all this shit comes out over the past couple of years on the World Wide Web nets, anyone who isn't a cop and wants to be one, I know what your deal is.
Exactly. Oh, I forgot to say the link. They just found a report. I think it was LA County cops, of corrupt cops who still have their jobs, but it's an internal document in the department for cops that have been caught, like, fucking making false reports, tampering with evidence, shit like that. And they're all still hired. They face no disciplinary action, but nobody has the list except for the higher-ups in the office, and they won't even give it to the prosecutor because the prosecutor wanted it to go back and, you know, see if any of these people that they've put away should be out because their arresting officer was one of these corrupt cops who is on record tampering with evidence, and the cops won't give it to him.
America, and there's like, there's freedom.
There's 300 cops on it. Like, how much damage do you think 300 cops can do?
Fuck, man. Yo, fuck the police is not just a damn song.
Right.
Of which many of you only know the first two words of the first verse. All right.
Been on the job for about 5 years, and again, the drunk driver was arrested. Once we get his mugshot and arrest report, we'll certainly bring you those details this morning. Again, he is, the Trooper Cruz is in critical but stable condition here at Ryder Trauma Center. That's the very latest from Miami. Sinella Sabovic, Local 10 News.
We continue to follow breaking news into our news.
All right, yeah, breaking 10 down there in Miami. All right. I hope motherfuckers is digging the different instrumental switch up. We're having a good time. Fuck off. I'm gonna reload the Patreon. Yeah. Is it a telephone ring? Oh, that's it. You're right here. That's your boy. Maybe his telephone's ringing.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe he's got a boyfriend or a girlfriend calling him. Who knows? He could be having a good time.
Could be.
But yeah, folks on the old Patreon, how do I get to that so I can shout out some of you father muckers? Because it's 40 of yous now. Like, holy shit. well, where are they at? There's Cujo Loco, always there. Cujo Loco got another jizzob.
Yes.
Cecily Loco.
And says that it's going really well, too, so much love, Cujo.
Yep. Darlene's there. Tally's been there. I think Tally's from the Rhyme Your Name thing. There's Mo Loco hitting us up all the way out of Australia, big time.
Yes.
There's Jesse Loco, came through up in the joint recently.
Thank you.
Right, Anastasia Loco, Mike Freener's been there for a while, Robin Loco's there.
What? I have stuff I have to send him.
Yeah, Becker Loco's there, who's that, William is there, been there.
Oh, that's from Twitter. I know you.
Okay. Angela Loco, been there for a while. Right behind you from the Facebooks, Lisa Loco, Laura Loco. I think Laura Loco's been there for a while. I think she's like one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Alex Loco. There's, I wonder if that's Jordan Davenport, but there's Jordan Loco there. I like, and you can tell when niggas doing what they can. Jordan Loco, like, yeah, that's two niggas that they put $7, right? That's like an uneven number, but it's like,
that's
niggas,
what we got.
Yeah, like that, you. Yeah, like you appreciate it all, but those ones right there, like I appreciate that detail because I'm a meticulous thinker. What is Joel Loco, Molly Loco, Astra Loco, Adriana Loco, who's told us lately. Adriana Loco's the lawyer homie, tell us legal shit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's Sophia there. Sophia, I'm going to send you a bottle of Corbel, nigga. I'm going to get you. I saw that post, nigga. We laugh about that shit all the time, nigga. There's Liz Loco, Tony Loco, Penny Loco. And she's a contributor, too. Like, Penny Loco, like, you see our page, Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice on the Facebooks. Penny Loco does a lot of that posting.
Yeah.
Shannon Loco, Sharon Loco, Mahoner, Samson, Madison Loco, the only Democrat I fuck with, Alistair Loco, Rebecca Loco, Frankie Loco, single simulcast, that's Rashani, Katie Loco, Ricky Loco, Fallon, Emily. Oh shit, we got an Emily down, a legitimate actual Emily.
Oh, no.
We need a Rebecca. If you're a white woman named Rebecca, I don't care, yo, sign up for 50 cents. Patreon makes you do a $1
minimum.
Come on, someone that we need a Becky and an Emily.
Becky, Emily, and then we can get an Abby just to balance it out. Becky, Emmy, and Abby. Becky, Emily, and Abby.
Jan Loco's from the beginning. Jan Loco was from when, when I was doing 15-minute episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jan Loca was there when I was actually giving free labor to black freethinkers. Jan Loca's been there around for a long-ass time. There's an Amy Loca, Eugene, Vincent. Are those Chinese characters?
They're Asian.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're Chinese. Maybe Korean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how to reach it. Oh, wait, but by their email it says Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, yeah. And then there's Lynn, there's... I said Chinese characters. Do more nations or cultures, like, do you use characters like that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't read any of them, but that could be, like, Korean, that could be Chinese, that could be Japanese, that's the... Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I'm ignorant. there's two more, David Loco and Lydia Loco.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, that's 40 motherfuckers. But of course, it only comes up to 325 because folks.
Right. Well, yeah, people got bills, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and also, I won't do a tier system with our Patreon. I won't do that. Like, if you only have $1, you can have the same shit that someone who signed up for $100 gets. Like, right? Like, another person. Like, yeah, and two people, man. It makes it so you really need those two people.
Right. Wait, who's the...
Yeah, because there's one person for 100 and one for 50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's, like, the people that are at the 20s and the 15s. Like, yeah, like, if we lose them, like I'm telling my boss, you better let me work Sunday, motherfucker. Let me work 7 days a week now. All right.
Well, and then, of course, hopefully, too, like, the goal is, you know, when there's more money and... less outside working, we have more time for more inside working, which will hopefully bring in more people, because you can put up more content and have more time to do things, and I'm getting back into the blogging thing again, so putting up the pieces, so yeah.
Yeah, and there's less money on gas, you mentioned that, like, you're not driving to and from work and then running, driving errands for the job.
Right.
Yeah, man, like, you're literally fucking rolling out of bed and fucking, I mean, if you do video, what, you're doing top shots, keep your sweatpants on, put on a whatever shirt and your head wrap, or pick out your afro, whatever you're doing.
Which, it's hilarious that you say I'm literally wearing the sweatpants I swept in right now.
Yeah? With no blood on them. Wine Cellar After Dark, check us out. Yo, Wine Cellar After Dark, Patreon-only content.
I feel like our listeners are, like, intimately, I don't know, familiar with my vagina at this point. It's kind of weird.
Yep. And my pants. Yeah, I guess us.
Like, y'all know a lot about us at this point.
Yeah, two Wine Cellar After Darks, and I mean, what the fuck do you say after that?
I honestly thought after the Red Velvet, when people were like, don't ever do this again. But nobody has said that so far, so here we are. Oh, do we want to do this before you get to that?
Oh, what is it?
This is Alex Jones arguing with the Amazon Echo thing. Asking it if it's, like, a CIA infiltrator or something.
What the fuck? Is that?
I found it on Twitter. I can send you the link to it.
On the Facebooks or how?
Oh, yeah. I'll put it on Facebook. You want it in,
The
show notes group?
Yeah, wherever you get fastest.
Yeah, I'll put it to the show notes group.
Yeah, I'll see what that is. Because this motherfucker...
Alex Jones is wild. He is fucking wild.
Yeah, and typically, like, when I started covering Alex Jones, I was pointing out, like, how much of a hardcore white supremacist he is. But, yeah, I mean, these entertaining clips, I'm not going to front on them. I like them. They amuse me.
You know what I found to be interesting, especially on Twitter, is that, like, I talk about Alex Jones and, you know, white supremacy and the alt-right, and a lot of people refuse to listen to it because they're like, I'm not listening to anybody who's, you know, one of them. But when I make threads about them and their ideology, or, like, I think this is going to be the next thing that's coming, people have been really responsive to it. So, like, maybe we're helping. Maybe.
Yeah.
Why can't this nigga... I know he's a millionaire. Why can't this nigga find a fucking suit that fit his ass?
He doesn't have to. All right.
Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
No.
So he's talking to a piece of technology?
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like Siri for your phone, but it's like an Amazon thing that you can just put in your house and talk to it wherever your house, like, Alexa, put on the TV, or Alexa, play some music, or, you know, it's kind of like a Siri.
Okay. And then I need to look at what the hell an Amazon Fire Stick is. What the hell is that? Yeah, we're so old, man. You should have seen us, man. I think we mentioned this on a program before when we walked in the store. Because I literally just didn't know what it was. So I was just like, what is a Blu-ray and are they available in this location?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, and then he told us what it was and showed us where they were. And we looked at them and I worked some overtime hours and we went ahead and got involved in that. And it's pretty neat. Like, you can watch the YouTube in the living room and with the Hulu and the it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right,
so it says it's a hands-free voice control device with a built-in speaker that can connect to your speakers or headphones over Bluetooth. So yeah. Huh. And then you can ask it questions like, what is this, what is that, like the way you would talk to Siri basically, which I think maybe it was an episode I did by myself because you weren't here, but I covered a story about someone who had one of these and a guy like accidentally set it off with his phone and it started playing really loud music.
No.
Because that happened, I think, in Europe. And I was, like, more astounded by the fact that police, they actually called the locksmith. They didn't just, like, break down his door. Because it started playing music at, like, 2 a.m. and he was out at a bar. And his neighbors couldn't get him to shut off the music because he wasn't home, obviously. And so police came and they got, like, a locksmith and unlocked his door and turned off the device and, like, didn't break any of his shit. And I was like,
oh, it was in Europe.
I was like, that's what police do where you come from. I got, like, sidetracked by the whole story. Like, you know, the story was about, yeah, my phone actually set off. I was like, but I want to talk about they called a locksmith to, oh, they didn't break your shit down? They didn't even pull out a gun? What the fuck?
So that's that old school wine cellar shit when we had more time for show prep. We only did a story if there was a story behind the story.
Yeah.
That was the old wine cellar method. But we don't have time for that anymore. That takes a lot of time in show prep.
It does.
All right, so Jones is talking to this thing. He's arguing with it.
I work for Amazon.
Amazon has partnered Alexa.
What?
You
say Amazon has partnered Alexa?
I think he was talking to it and shut off or something. I don't know. I think it was like he cut off his sentence, maybe.
What the hell? All right, let's keep going.
For lying to me, the CIA...
I always try to tell the truth. I'm not always right, but I would never intentionally lie to you or anyone else.
Alexa.
He's making faces like he's really talking to, like, a bad child that's lying.
I was like, he looks like he's disciplining a puppy. Like, you will not pee on the carpet.
Damn, Alex, I'm looking at his face. Alex Jones, white man age, is kicking in hard. Yeah. Because, you know, like, he's fucking, he's not that old. He's only in his 40s, you know, and like...
Well, he also probably is aging extra fast because his whole shtick is, like, being angry and yelling. Even if he's not legitimately angry, he's still, like, is putting on the performance. Like, that cannot be good for his heart and his blood vessels and his blood pressure and shit.
And he's going through the woman he married leaving him right now. So he's going through all that court and paperwork.
You are programmed, aren't you, to give these responses? That's why you're saying you're not lying intentionally. You have been programmed to give these answers, correct?
I wasn't able to understand the question I heard.
Alexa.
You didn't ask a question.
Who programmed you?
I'm made by Amazon.
Alexa. Who is Jeff Bezos?
Oh, and it cuts off. Yeah, fucking Jones. All right, so fucking, now this one, Alex Jones has a new job. All right, he ain't just, what?
He's jack of all trades.
I had the Secret Service call me yesterday, but it wasn't a secret meeting.
What? What?
You can't just...
You don't believe him?
I mean... It's like you want to ease into it because it's Alex Jones, but so much shit just comes out of his face hole that you just can't...
Just immediately dives right in.
But they want to come here, and it's total Twilight Zone, and want me to brief them on all the data we've collated on who's setting up a plan to kill the president. And so I'm going to develop that plan. And video clips, articles, all of it. And I'm also going to present the plan here. But Secret Service didn't care if I kept it secret. They said, that's fine.
Doesn't care if you release a plan to assassinate the president that's already in motion.
Yep, that's going on. Okay. Yeah, man. Well, that's the thing. What you didn't understand, Phoenix Cleaner, is that Antifa. Mm-hmm. What? The Black Tifa actually is a new
the
branch.
Super soldiers, yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're super predatory soldiers. That's the one thing that Hillary Clinton was right about.
The Secret Service in D.C. to make contact, and they want to see our analysis of this. Well, I mean, Phil Mudd's on TV saying they're going to kill the president, and he's the former deputy director of the CIA, and you've got Clapper, the former head of the CIA, and Brennan saying Trump will be gone this year extrajudicially, and the Secret Service guy's like, no, we know about that. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody says that.
Okay.
I want one of those right-wingers to get mad at us. Damn it.
And what, just blow up our shit?
Give me the publicity, baby, so Phoenix can leave that job.
Yes. Well, do you know about a specific how they're going to do it? And I said, no, but we should meet about it. So that's how crazy all of this has gotten. God bless you. I appreciate your call.
So Alex Jones has more information than the CIA.
Yeah. He does a lot of research on Infowars.com. There's a lot of
he does a lot of research on his own website.
Yeah. You didn't know that.
You mean the website that promoted Pizzagate?
I still think Joe Rogan is more responsible for the spread of that than Jones is. Like, that shit is real. Because Rogan has unearned notoriety.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've made sure to say unearned, Father Muckers. Alright, so fucking paypal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. We've got to get her out of that job. All right, that's the thing. It's and what let's look at the number again. What's the Patreon is currently 326. Yeah, man. And I swear, man, like if it like stalls out at like 575, quit the fucking job.
Yeah. I'll
pony up the other 25 my damn self.
Which is funny too. Like someday I'll tell y'all some stories about my childhood.
Yeah, we're gonna get you to fuck away from those people though, because like right now, them being able to come in there and like fucking, and we're really using the word real here, trigger you like that.
Yeah,
that was... yeah, fuck, we gotta get you away from those motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm not kidding when I said I had a meltdown recently because of that. Just, whew.
All right, so, damn, yep, we were recording a vidget this whole time, yes. So. There you go. Oh, damn. 56 minutes. All right. We got our hour in.
Nice.
We always do it. Bye, motherfuckers. All right. And that's the video stopped. Oh, shit. I got to hit save. You hit save. Go save yourself.